It's been a furious summer for the Scott City Volleyball Program. Monday night's leagues at Hayes, and then also had their camp in the middle of June, and I'll be going to a tee camp here in later part of July. Joining here with Coach Selby Kites, and you had a pretty successful first season for you guys, and a very a tough emotional loss to Colby in the sub-state semifinals, and they ended up losing to eventual state champion TNP in a pretty tough sub-state, but from that, you lose four seniors. You've gained a lot of experience this summer, it looks like, with where you guys have been. How do you feel overall your summer's been, not only maybe in the weight room, but also what you've seen with your players in the summer leagues?
You know, we've had 25 to 30 girls showing up to open gyms and weights and Hayes League and camps and stuff like that. So that's been really nice to see them. They've put in a lot of time between volleyball and basketball and every other sport that they're trying to fit in. And so we've gotten to see a lot this summer and gotten to work with different girls and pulling girls up to work and see who kind of meshes well together. And honestly, with the amount of time that they've put in and stuff, we've gotten to see some really good things come from that. And so I kind of feel like it makes us feel a little bit at ease kind of going into the season here, just because we know the time and the effort that they've put in and what we've gotten to see. So I think we've definitely gotten a lot of experience just in this summer to improve and be able to fill some of those big shoes that were left last year graduating those four seniors.
You kind of done some different things here in the summer here. You had your camp a little bit earlier this year. You brought in the coach from Hutchinson Community College who you played for your freshman year at Pratt there. What was that experience like for you, not only for you, but for your girls in those couple of days they were in town?
You know, when I talked to Coach Hall, it was neat to have a coach that I had played for, and I obviously knew what kind of coach he was because I had gotten to experience him, and he's just very knowledgeable of the game, and he came in with his assistant, and I feel like in the 2 days that they were here, the amount of stuff that our girls learned, man, it was impressive just to watch how they changed in those 2 days, and definitely stuff that we're going to take into the season. And so it was really cool to have him in there and just get to kind of watch him work with the girls and hear his ideas on different ways that we can change things and, you know, stuff that I had kind of forgotten from however many years ago that was. And so, it's nice sometimes to switch things up and bring somebody new in. And so I think the girls appreciated that, and it turned out to be a really good camp.
You continued the trend of going Mondays. You just wrapped that up this past week in Hayes, Summer League at Hayes. Always been pretty challenging for you guys with a lot of teams across all of Western Kansas there, and the wins are always nice, but how did your team maybe compete against some of those other teams that have been pretty strong out in the region?
No, Hayes League is great for us because it is different teams that we don't see throughout the season, so it's different competition, and I mean, you have some big schools, and you know, with Hayes High, and you throw TMP in there who, like you said, won state, and so that's always a good competition for us. But you know, we kind of told the girls, yeah, we like to win. Obviously, us coaches, we're competitive, and we like to see that in our girls. But Hayes League for us is just meant to, let's get down there, let's scrimmage, and let's work on things that we need to work on so we don't have to work on those during the season. So it's all just about playing hard, being aggressive. And so I really felt like we competed well this summer down there. You know, we did get some pretty good wins against some challenging teams and competed well with some of the top teams like TMP. And we also we all played on Monday nights. And so we had a JV team and a varsity team. And so we got to move girls around. And so we had different girls playing different positions and stuff every night. So that gave us as coaches an opportunity to kind of see what girl works beside another girl and what maybe doesn't work. So then we kind of already know that going into the season. So that's kind of Hayes League for us. It's just a way for them to compete and a way for us to see some things that we don't always get to see just at an open gym or something like that.
Kind of have an interesting schedule this year. You switched some things up, dropped a couple of duels that you've had or triangulars or whatnot from years past. So you're going to face some little bit different competition this year as well.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Like, our ending of the season is so jam-packed with tournaments and stuff like that. And so it's kind of nice. We've changed a few and got a little bit more towards the beginning. And not so much at the end, so we're not exhausted by the time we get to sub-state. But yeah, I mean, we're going to see some new competition, and I think even, you know, next year, looking at kind of playing some different teams, because it, you know, it kind of feels sometimes like we see the Holcombs and the Ulysses almost every week sometimes, and which is great because they're always good competition for us, but it is also nice to see some other teams and learn, you know, kind of what they do. And then I feel like that prepares us better for sub-state and stuff like that. So I'm excited to have kind of a little bit of a change in our schedule and kind of see how that goes this year.
Well, how's the second year of being a head coach? A lot smoother for you than the first?
Yes. I don't feel quite as nervous maybe as I was last year. I kind of felt like, you know, I took over in May, and I think I had like 1 week to get open gym and everything started. So last year I just kind of went with it, and we did what Coach Gentry had set up, and she had everything planned, so it worked out really well. But this year it was kind of nice because I got to start thinking of, you know, about things early and could plan some different things and just plan my summer a little bit better. Yeah, I think my second year it'll maybe, you know, won't be quite as hectic. Obviously, you know, the nerves will still always, I think, probably be there as a coach. But, you know, I got two new coaches this year, and so they've kind of stepped it up this summer and been in the gym with me every time. And so I'm excited to work with them and help see how they can kind of help our program grow.